levels. Looking to Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now struggling just a bit. It's down by 35 points. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, March the 14th, 2017. 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. 50 degrees in Reading right now. Mostly sunny day. We'll be pushing up right towards the 80-degree mark. Then clouds move in this evening. And will persist through Wednesday. Showers Wednesday night, clear up a little bit on Thursday and Friday, and then rain returning on Friday night and through on and off through the weekend. So kind of a mixed bag in the next several days. So it's not over yet. Looks like we got some good spring weather coming our way. And we will check on the lake levels here very shortly. Let's call it about 52 degrees in Reading, depending on where you happen to be standing at this moment. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane,
where their customers are warm friends during the winter. And it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer about right now because it's getting a little bit warm. It's going up to 77 today, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Linda's on assignment this morning. Five things you need to know today. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay. Stella brings winter back to the Northeast, but it wasn't as big as everybody thought.
Stella!
Stella! Stella! They were expecting 15, 16, you know, inches of snow, 46 feet of snow, but it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be.
My in-house meteorologist didn't quite sit bolt upright in bed when she declared, who the hell? Who's naming winter storms? This is a press thing. This is not a national weather thing.
Oh, okay. Right.
They dubbed Superstorm Sandy, and now they have to, give any, a snowstorm that a few years ago would barely have even caught any notice suddenly gets a name. You know, it's
More and more. You know,
it's a crisis.
United Kingdom's official divorce from the European Union inches closer. Queen Elizabeth II is expected to approve the Brexit bill Tuesday, enabling the UK government to trigger the process that begins the United Kingdom's divorce from the European Union. Both houses of Parliament passed the bill late Monday, hours after the Prime Minister, Theresa May's office, said she would not trigger Article 50, which starts the withdrawal process before the end of the month.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Well, you know what? I think they're going to find out that this is probably the right thing to do. And the other part of it, too, is Brexit was pointed at by Trump supporters because it was, never had a chance. Brexit will never happen, never happen. Brits will never do it. And they were, they were talking about the Brits the way they, the newspapers, the British newspapers were talking about Brexit supporters the same way the newspapers were talking about Trump supporters. Obviously, knuckle dragging, stupid, blah, 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 yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And then Brexit passed. And then if you look also, if I get into that, if you look at the people that supported Trump, yeah, a lot of people without college degrees supported President Trump. A lot of people with, 42%, did support him. Women, 42% of the women out there voted for Trump. Oh, well, people are and women with college degrees went heavy into Hillary, but many women with college degrees voted for Trump. It's really interesting when you get down into the – when you get into it, because they've got all that. They've got all of the statistics now, and you get into the different demographics of voting. Okay, the next thing you need to know, the official start of March Madness, it's the tip-off of the NCAA men's basketball tournaments. The field of 68 was revealed. And, you know, they're playing down in Sacramento. You know what? They're saying there's going to be over 7,500 hotel rooms.
Wow.
Down in the Sacramento area over there. Don't we have a basketball court up here we could have?
I don't think we have anything of an NCAA caliber in this part. We should, but I don't believe we have.
You know, you would think that maybe NCAA caliber. You know, maybe they would have. Maybe
Simpson's about the closest we would have.
Well, you know, you can't get more than 15 people in Simpson.
Yeah.
If you're watching the game.
If you've set up a full court.
I don't think it's an NCAA. I think you have to be able to take like 10,000 people or something.
Yeah,
that's why they're playing in the pro courts or the really big ones. Pi Day becomes political.
314, yes. And they're politicizing it?
More than 1,200 Silicon Valley technology workers are planning to walk off the job Wednesday, transforming Pi Day, normally as a special day for math geeks, 3.14, and into a protest against President Trump.
By the way, today is
they should try to make it 3,140. Try to do it. You know, that way then it, you know, and it says tech stands up to Trump protest.
Please.
Oh, well. They're employees. They're not employers.
I'm sorry. Get your damn job done and you've got the right to vote, but get back to work.
Okay. This last thing is I have no idea. Is This Is Us in its first season. It's the first season of NBC's officially acclaimed drama, This Is Us, comes to an end. With so many of the show's characters making big, I don't even know what this is.
Never heard of it. I don't watch network TV.
You know what? We don't either. You know, it's either, you know what? It's DVR'd it, or it's, well, there's certain, I take it back. There are certain shows we'll watch. Most of them are without commercials. There are a couple examples. There are a couple of exceptions to that. Anyway. All right, that was five things you should know. That wasn't really that. You know, things you really had to know. It seems like you had to know. Brexit's getting close. You know the storm wasn't the big one they thought that was just going to shut down the whole Northeast. It wasn't as big as they thought it was going to be. People walking up. I've got better things you need to know, and we're going to get to those as soon as we get back. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on assignment today, and we'll be right back after these messages. It's about 13 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 50 degrees, going up to 77 today. When I come back, we're going to be talking about what's happened to Market Fest, what the CBO says, and California Democrats, your favorite types, are introducing Scandinavian-type benefits, Scandinavian-style benefits. For we Californians, what's the drawback to that? We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You were just waiting for that intro.
I've been sitting here for like a month waiting for that. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It's like 7:18 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda on assignment this morning. She'll be back tomorrow when we have the sheriff here. In fact, she may be here early in the morning by herself. Mm. Carl has to go out and check one more place. I'm taking a young man out.
Looking for Saturday. The elusive turkey.
Looking for the elusive turkey. In fact, it's just about time to start the Urban Turkey photo contest again. Not yet. Don't start. We'll make it official. Put it on the website.
So do you know
make
how to
an
do,
official,
use calls?
Make an official thing on my, huh?
You know
oh,
how
yeah,
to use
I can
calls?
Do those. I can,
oh, okay.
Yeah. I have one in the truck. You I should can get one during the break. It's a diaphragm type that you yeah. stick in your mouth.
I see things look like a little, you know, the thing you whirl it on New
no,
Year's
I've
Eve.
I've never seen that, yeah. was it? Are you kidding? Anyway, hey, this portion of the show, and you will not find a turkey down at Dandelion Boutique. Well, you might. It depends on who's shopping there. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. It is the place to go to if you're looking for that right present or that gift for your loved one there or for yourself. They've got it all. Anything from Brighton bags and jewelry to Spanx to Miss Me jeans and everything in between. Shoes, jewelry, like I said, cards. They have it all. Dresses, skirts, scarves, all the accessories. Everything's down at Dandelion Boutique. It's a great place to go. You know what? If I'm looking for a gift for Linda for Christmas, birthday, something like that, it's the first place I go to. I don't go anywhere else. And I sure as heck don't ever go online when I'm buying for Linda. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Okay, Market Fest is gone. Did you know that?
They've shut it down.
Now, why did they shut it down? There's a number of reasons that, you know, last year they had a lot of construction equipment out there in the old library park. It's called, it used to be called, library park used to be the,
Well, it was the location of the original Carnegie Library.
Yeah, it used to be the the Carnegie Library Park. And so now they're changing the name of it because it causes confusion. Anyway, so what they're doing is because there's so many other events going on now, a couple of times a week during the summer and during the good times.
I thought
they
packed up and moved to the promenade.
Well, you know what? They did, but it's, you know, there's going to be construction there. You know, they're going to start building there too. So anyway, Market Fest is over because there's all types of new things that are happening. So you're going to be seeing a lot of stuff happening downtown. So if you were one of those people that went down to Market Fest, which I never did after 7 years of living close enough that we could hear the music and we could walk down there. I take it back. We did go through there a couple of times, you know, just to see it. It's cool.
In the early years, I would go down there when I was working for the guys across town, and it was fun then. I think it took a little bit of a more commercial and, I'm sorry, a less savory turn with the change of the streets.
Change of the streets. That might have had a little something to do with it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why it would, in fact, that there's, you know, people shooting up heroin down there.
It just got to be a bit more odious, and they had to have a fairly good police presence, and I think that was starting to cost them something because they would have to pay for that overtime.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Hey, the next thing, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan office, as it says, and I'll tell you what, it must be nonpartisan because there's times I've just cheered for the things they brought out during the Obama years, and Obama would say it costs this much, and they come back, oh, no, he's wrong. I'd cheer, go, yeah, yeah, and then they come rolling back in the other way. Well, I said, maybe it's not that much. But in this case, the Congressional Budget Office says Obamacare repeal will increase uninsured by 24 million people by 2026. Now, you read that, and you think, what does that tell you, Bob? Just that headline right there.
Well, if
you're reading the headline, what's that tell you?
Taking it just on the headline says, Trump failed again. See, we told you so.
Yeah, that there's going to be 24 million people without
health care. Mass
confusions
in the
right.
streets.
Well, but if you read the article, and it's down in the first paragraph, it says the majority of it, most would be voluntarily because people are being forced to buy insurance now. They're being forced to buy insurance. So the ones that would quit are the ones that are being forced to buy insurance. I'm not going to buy insurance if I'm not forced to. That was the thing about Obamacare. The only way it was going to work is you had to force everybody to buy in on this. And the Supreme Court said it's a tax. So you can do that. You can't force people to do something, but you can tax them. That's what Chief Justice Roberts said. He was the deciding vote. It was a big surprise to everybody, but he said it's a tax. So now people do not have to join a national health care service.
So we have a crisis, do we not?
Well, now here's the other part of it. If you are older, which you're getting, you're going to pay more than young people. Why do you think that is? You're going to pay up to five times as much. Under Obamacare, it was under three times. So you can pay up as five. You, as a older person, say you're 65 or 60 because you're on Medicare at 65. Say 60. You're going to pay more money than that 28-year-old. Why do you think that is?
Presumably, the reason is that older people have more issues, health issues, that require more services.
That's right. The older you get, the more services you're going to have to take. In most cases, unlike me. That's a physical stud, needs very little except operations as he gets older on shoulders and things like that. But a lot of people, as they get older, they need procedures, as Billy Crystal said in that movie.
City Slickers,
you start having procedures.
And you start comparing them with everybody at the table.
You start comparing them with other people. And then pretty soon you've got hair growing out of your ears and all that stuff. Okay, enough of that. Okay, but what it is, but you're going to pay more. Well, that just makes sense. But then, of course, Schumer turns it around. Chuck Schumer from New York says, it's Trump's war on seniors.
Yeah.
Well, come on. Seniors know that if you're going to use you're going to use a system more, you're going to pay more. Now, they're still working this whole thing out. So this is why I'm not getting way excited about this. Things that people did like about Obamacare, like the pre-existing conditions, and you can stay on your parents' insurance. I mean, that's still in there. So they're still working this whole thing out. So to get too excited about it, but when I see a headline, well,
it will cost, will increase uninsured by $24 million. And it doesn't have, in those smaller headlines right underneath it.
Yeah.
Most will quit voluntarily. No, you have to go reach into the story. So say, 18 of the 24 million maybe just people just, I'm not going to buy insurance. I am 25 years old. I've got my job, or 28 years old. I've got a job. I'm healthy. Maybe I'll have catastrophic insurance, but I'm not going to have health insurance.
I'll pay
for it if I get hurt.
What a lot of people are starting to lean into is that you have a policy that will cover the really big stuff, the cancers, the hip replacement, and all that.
Catastrophic
for
insurance.
For day-to-day, for your flu, for,
You walk into Hilltop Medical.
Yeah, you go to a cash-based, and a study in Virginia has shown that using that method, overall health costs just dive. Now, the medical industry probably isn't too enamored of that one.
Here's why it is that
if
Linda's got had her bronchitis and everything and all those tests, she walks into Hilltop Medical, or she could go to anyone she goes to. It doesn't make any difference around here; they're all good. And she goes in. She's seen. They do the test. It's like $84. They give her the prescriptions. She goes down and gets the prescriptions. And so she does that. Say that. Say she gets hit with that once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $100 that she pays for that. And then you can go in and you can go in and pay cash for things that pap smears and all those other kind of things. And then so all those things, I can understand that. Somebody just pays cash, they're going to be fine. And if you've got catastrophic health insurance, which only kicks in after, something terrible happens. No, I understand.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. But it doesn't make any difference, because here in California, we're blessed. Blessed is the word.
We are enlightened.
We are blessed by an enlightened Sacramento legislature who is introducing Scandinavian-style benefits for all of us. It's going to be education without any type of debt. It's going to be cradle-to-grave health care. It's going to be a retirement system for individuals that aren't working for the government. It's going to be all of these things, and they're introducing them. They're not doing them all at one time. They're coming in one at a time. Now,
the Swedish national anthem.
Keep that down a little bit, Lawrence, while I talk over. No. People be able to hear it while I talk.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to have cradle to grave health care. We're going to be able to have free school that goes all the way through your graduate school where you owe no money. You're going to have, for all of our illegals, we'll have cradle to grave health care. We will have it all. We will have there, and then we're also going to guarantee you a wage at some point in here. No. Are we still playing my theme song of California? Oh, California, oh, thou art Sweden. Okay, now the only one thing that has come up, is, who do we charge for this? The 130,000 rich people that are in California are repaying 33 1/3% of all taxes. And we are going to drive the tobacco industry out. We're going to drive the alcohol. Now we're going after alcohol and the taxes on alcohol. But just pretty soon we're going to have to tax everybody. So how does Scandinavia get these great, great, great benefits? We can start where it's 65% of all income they make is taxed. And then everybody pays. If you're making $2,700 a year, you're still paying income tax. If you're making $88,000 a year, you're paying 65% of everything you make to income tax. Now, on top of that, we have something we call the value-added tax. The value-added tax, this is the one that you really got to love. Everything gets hit with a 25% value-added tax on top of everything else. 25%. How can you not love this, California? How can you not open your arms and embrace the fact that every dollar you make, 78 to 85% of it's going to the government to pay for those people to be able to have all of these benefits? And here's somebody else I know that agrees very strongly
it's
with
Romper.
Me. It's Ranger Rick. Good morning, Ranger Rick. Are you ready to embrace the Swedish lifestyle?
Hey, Sven.
Hey, Sven. Yup, and Yemeni.
Well, I'm a half Norwegian, so I got Norwegian relatives that just love that stuff over there.
Yeah.
But 2008, wife and I went to Norway, and we were checking it out. Here's the litmus test for the Californians, okay? Adjusted for 2008, but how much did a Big Mac, Coke with no ice, and a bag of fries cost in Stockholm in 2008?
Oh, $15.
$28.
You know what? You go into Zagreb, Croatia, and you walk in and you get a Big Mac with fries and a drink. It was $15. Yep. So,
well,
that was 2000 and, oh, that was, but that was Croatia, and it was 2000 and, 2009. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's exactly what you're talking about, Rick, is that you're talking about something from a Scandinavian country. They're paying that much. Now, the other part you don't even get into, and we have to take a break, is the gray economy, because so many people are not declaring their income because they otherwise they would have nothing. So they're just kind of keeping it like cash, trades. If somebody pays them in cash, like a service, like dry cleaning. People come in and pay it cash. You give them a discount, and you don't declare it. So then they need even more money because then the amount of money coming in the government drops. So
well, and that's what I'm involved with too in my new job is the underground economy that California's looking for. They're looking for those folks. Believe me. They understand it's coming, just like you said.
Yep.
So, yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
And you notice the gas prices, how they spiked?
Yeah. They tell you what, it's beginning. And and people think, because I was kind of making a joke out of this, but it's not a joke. They are introducing these bills. This is what they want to do. And guess who's going to pay for it? This healthcare is going to be the ruin, if not the unfunded liabilities and CalPERS, but all the other stuff they're introducing right now, they're going to kill the golden goose here relatively quick.
They are.
Gavin Newsom have even a slight clue?
No, Gavin Newsom is incredibly rich and doesn't really care because if he wins governor, he's got a place to live, he's got free health care, and he's got a retirement.
Wait a second. Don't call him Gavin Newsom. Call him what he is, Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
Nancy Pelosi's illegitimate nephew. Okay. Illegitimate only in what he says, not, of course, in birth. Thanks a lot, Rick.
All right.
We got to run. Okay, we got to take a break here, and we will be right back with Ron Largent right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
NorCal Think Pink is hosting their second annual formal fundraising event, the Pretty in Pink Prom, Saturday, March 25th at the Holiday Inn. The goal of this event is to raise funds to expand the mission to educate the public of the importance of early detection throughout the whole year and in more rural communities in the North State. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and of course, it wouldn't be a prom without dancing to the sounds of the Uptown Band. Purchase your tickets online at prettyinpinkprom.com or call Renee at 605-6889. And we'll see you at the Pretty in Pink Prom.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
So much brighter there, you can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, things will be
great. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Botten, Petula Clark, and we're all downtown this morning. And it's 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 14th of March. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, our friends over there. I tell you what, you're not going to find a better place with better customer service and better gunsmithing anywhere in this town than Bastiani Arms. Give them a chance to beat that big box store. They can do it. And not only that, but you get personal care there. Any of the accessories you need to, you know, you need to use or you want, whether from optics to holsters, anything, reloading equipment, they have it. All of this at Bastiani Arms. Monday, open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 o'clock till 5:30 or 6. It's at 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call, 222-8222. Okay, we're here with Ron Largent. And Ron is, you know, is gotten involved with a bunch of other business people. And you went to one of these hotels.
Right.
And which one was it?
Well, it started with the Ponderosa.
Right.
We listed the Ponderosa Inn right there on Pine Street for sale. And so in the process, got to know Sam, the owner, who's a great guy.
The Ponderosa Inn. The
Ponderosa Inn.
It's been in the papers.
It's been – well, that's actually what kind of initiated my –
been in the papers last 2 days.
My involvement, because the first article that came out made some claims, and I've talked to David Binda about this, and mm-hmm. he's made some corrections. He made some claims that were really unfounded.
Okay.
And so I started looking into it. Well, one thing led to another, and
– well, what did Binda say?
Well, he said, I'll check it out, of course. And but to give you an example, the Ponderosa Inn had received in the paper, it was stated, 700 calls in a 2-year period from the police department.
Uh-huh.
So we started looking into it and come to find out that, yes, there were calls, but many of the calls were made by the owner of the Ponderosa, Sam, who was very conscientious. He kept a record of this. And he would call in and say, hey, look, I got this guy that's committing a crime on my property, and I want him off of here. And that would be a call that would be charged against the Ponderosa. And the police would go out, and then another type of call would be the police would be driving by, and they would see a group of two or three people in the Ponderosa lot. So they would pull in and just ask them what's going on. and that would be a call. So once we got looking into it, we said, hey, look, most of these calls actually came from the owner to the police department.
Tell him to get people off his property.
That's
and all
right.
this stuff.
And causing
because, they were causing problems to his clients.
He had prostitutes in the rooms. He had drugs in the rooms. And Sam was a very conscientious guy and really on top of this whole situation, trying to make it better. So anyway, that kind of got me involved. And so I started looking into it. I went to code enforcement down at City of Reading. And then concurrent with this, Sam started telling me about what's going on with the district attorney. And I said, so what's this all about? He said, well, they've been making charges, but they haven't filed anything. Well, come to find out that
making charges on who?
Against him for supposedly doing illegal activity, but nothing was filed. So I started checking into that and come to find out, well, it's something they're thinking about doing. I mean, it's almost harassment. In fact, to a degree, it is harassment. And the more that I've gotten into it with this particular property and then the Reading Inn, it's been a very interesting experience for me, because what I found is, especially in the case of the Reading Inn, which was closed for over a year and was invaded, and I use that term literally, because when we had the police raid here a few weeks ago, we had 16 rooms that were occupied. Now, this is a vacant property, no utilities, and has not had utilities for over a year. A vacant property that transients broke into and were literally camping in the rooms. And I've been involved for 40 plus years in real estate. I have never seen the condition of any kind of a living facility like what we saw there. They were living in ultimate filth, and it was just pathetic. And so when I first saw this, including the time that I went over to do an initial inspection, and I went with one of our construction workers because I didn't want to go by myself. I was literally afraid to go in there by myself. So I had him go with me, and we saw some people walking out of the rooms, and we yelled at him, said, hey, get out of here. This is private property. And he just turned around and waved at us, and off they went. Well, this went on until the point where I went down to the city. I said, this has got to stop. And fortunately, the city code enforcement office, Steve Wilkham down there, is a great guy. He really knows the situation. He said, what can we do to help? The police department, Chief Paletti, they said, what can we do to help? And the city really got behind us to help us clean up the problem there at the Reading Inn. And the result was, we had this raid here a few weeks ago where the police came in a couple of the rooms. They had to actually draw the guns to get the people out. But we cleared out 16 rooms. We went in there, completely cleaned it out. It's all the difference in the world. And unfortunately, right across the street was the Wendy's, and they closed. And when I talked to the manager there, he said, hey, the transients, these people coming up here, they just caused us to close the business. So that's how I got involved.
That was the Wendy's that just shut down on Pine
Street. Just shut down.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, let me get into this a little bit. Okay, I misunderstood when I first was reading on these things. I kind of thought that it was literally y'all wanted to clean the place up, which you did on the one place. But
right.
The one with the on the Ponderosa
right.
was one is that the guy is trying to run a business.
Exactly.
And yet he still has prostitution in there.
Well, he doesn't now, but he did back over the course of the last year. And every time that he finds out about it, he calls the police.
Okay, so as soon as he finds out what's going on, he'll call the police.
He'll call the
police.
And
so that counts against him, as
yes.
opposed to people calling the police because, other people calling the police on him
exactly.
because things are happening.
Exactly.
Okay, and all these other things that are happening, like the police will drive by and they see something, they'll come in. But that's a police call.
Right.
Okay. So he says, what I need is help because this is getting terrible. Now, there was just a stabbing outside.
Right.
In the parking lot.
He kicked the guy out of the room.
Right.
The guy went across into the parking lot of Lulu's.
Right.
And got into a confrontation with somebody. And, of course, that was written up as a Ponderosa violation because Sam went in there and kicked the guy out. Now, I know Sam real well. He's a young guy. He's got kids in the school here. He's a great guy. He's trying to run a good business.
Is it his place?
It's his place. He owns it, yeah. And over the years, it's been in the news.
Why doesn't he sue the city?
Well, there's not any real basis to sue, but
why? That the city has made a pervasive atmosphere and for his business that he cannot do his business without calling the police, and then he gets that turned on him because he's having to call the police so much. Now they're calling it a nuisance place, and the district attorney is thinking about filing charges against the business
because of the atmosphere the city has allowed.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's where we're making progress. And I'm actually encouraged because of the attitude that the city's shown in the last 60 days. And so I'm hopeful that this is going to be the beginning of a change.
Okay.
Now, we do have a city council that's more aware now of what they were. In fact, Brent Weaver came out to the situation at the Reading Inn and was there to support us, and I've talked to Julie. The problem is that, okay, what is the proverbial, the cows
Wait
are out the gate?
Yeah, well, they're out of the barn. Okay, hang on for a second. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what the problem is and how some of the solutions are. But this is, you know, and here's something that up until really now I really didn't care. It's not true. I did care because the guy across the street has really cleaned his place up.
Right.
And has made a big effort. And I don't know. I don't think he gets into too many problems with people. But the other places around here are nothing but dens of iniquity for druggies, prostitution, God knows what else goes on in there. Not in every case, but in a lot of cases. So then to find out somebody actually is trying to do the right thing, and he's fighting this tidal wave of crime
right.
that's been allowed to happen in our city.
Been allowed. That's
been
the key.
Allowed to happen in our city by our city councils
right.
before, and for whatever reason, it's refreshing to find it out. And also, he has my sympathy for fighting an uphill battle like this. But you're saying is maybe that this is turning the city, you know, below the city, you know. Not the city council, but other people are finding ways to make a difference in this.
Well, I know.
But that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay,
when
we'll
get
talk
back.
About that.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 25 years, our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran owned company, can handle any type of maintenance or work on any heating or cooling system. That's right. All their people have been through all the different schools. If you need a completely new system, they can do that. If you're looking for something that needs to be fixed immediately, they can do that. We recommend them without reservation. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Get your have your cooling systems checked out because you're getting ready to kick them in here in the next few weeks. You got to make sure they work and that they're energy efficient. We'll be right back with Ron Largent and Crime in the Downtown.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theater March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Box Office 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linderbott. It's 50 degrees going up to 77 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, our guest is Ron Largent. We're talking about crime downtown. And Ron and I were talking during a break, and I had to, you know, I had to spray him down with the fire extinguisher here. He was getting hot. But okay, let's just get right down to the crux of this whole thing, is that we've got crime downtown.
Right.
And the city council has ignored it until now.
That's right. And I think
because businesses are moving out there. We're trying to rebuild.
Right.
We're trying to rebuild downtown. We can do that.
Yes.
But we've got to do some things.
We have to, first of all, and I want to give credit to the police department. They are doing a wonderful job with the resources that they have. We did not pass the bill here back this past year for more officers, more money, and so forth. And that's another issue and another story. But the reality is the police are doing the best job they can do with the resources. Chief Belletti, he's well aware of what's going on. But the leadership of the council, the council, and the leadership of the city has got to make some decisions. And here again, I ask you if you want me to be politically correct.
No, I want you to tell
well, it, like, in my opinion, and I'm only...
What's your opinion?
From a business point of view, we need to put attention to the issue of crime in our community. It's changing the nature of our community. Whether you're over on Hilltop or Larkspur, there's an air conditioning company over at Larkspur that I talked to last week. He cannot leave any vehicles in a chained lot overnight. All the vehicles have to go home at night because they come over the fence and break into the vehicles. Now, that's not the kind of community we want. So if we're going to make a change, we're going to have to put emphasis on where it needs to be. It may mean getting rid of some other services or even, and I know this is not popular, we may have to look at how many people we're hiring. Okay, you know, basic like that. We have got to put more emphasis on the crime. Now, I want to be sure and make this clear. I am not at all opposed to the programs we have for genuine homeless. We have a real issue there. I think we have an obligation to do what we have to do for the homeless that are in Shasta County and in the Redding area. But we're not talking about those. We're talking about the homeless that are coming in from Oakland. They're coming in from San Jose. They're coming in from Bakersfield. These are, for the most part, people that have no home relationship with Shasta County. They come in here and they're desperate. They have no jobs. They have no money. And so what are they going to do? They're going to steal and they're going to break in. And if they see a bike on the back of a car, like I'm worried about on my bike, every time I go out, I put two locks on it because they cut the chains and they get the bike. And guess what they do with it? They ride it and then they sell it and they get money for, guess what? Drugs and other things. So this is the problem. You have to nip it at the bud, which means that we have to enforce loitering laws, which we are not enforcing. And I say loitering. What that means is somebody that is on private property and not authorized to be there. They are loitering. And California Penal Code makes it very clear that you can make an arrest, you can call the policeman in, but you have to have the signs posted. We don't have signs posted.
But you can only do that on private property. You can't do it
only
on public.
Only private property.
You like, can, say, the library.
No, you can do it. You can put the loitering signs up. And that means if they are loitering illegally in the front of the library, which is a pathetic situation, as you know, and if you walk into the library, don't go in the restroom. I went in there the other day to get a book that I had reserved because I couldn't get it online, and the guy was shaving in the restroom. I mean, what is going on? Now, here again, if this is a
genuine... If he was just shaving, you got off lucky.
Well, I did, yes, and especially my daughter went into the library here not too long ago and had her daughter go in the bathroom there, in the women's bathroom, and it was filthy. That's not what we should have in Reading. Now, the only way to counter this is that we have to address it at the root. We have to go back to the root problem. The root problem, in my opinion, is that we have transients coming in from out of the area that happen to be homeless because they were in San Jose and couldn't afford their house there. So they come up here and they're living in various locations. Now, I know the other thing that's politically correct and incorrect is that, well, have them go down to the mission. I happen to support the mission. I send them a check every month. I'm all for the mission. The problem with
by the way, the mission's going to be on Friday.
Good. Well, the mission has a limited space. They can't take care of everybody that's coming in.
No.
And then the other thing that is really irritating to me is I'm hearing, and here again, I'm active in two Christian churches in town, one the Reading Christian Fellowship and one a neighborhood church. So I'm a big believer that the churches should do what we can to address the issues that are confronting our community. But when you start thinking, well, we're going to take lunches to people in South City Park that are homeless. Wait a minute. What are we doing? We're giving away lunches. We are encouraging. We are enabling this element to come into town. Now, I'm also on the board of the Salvation Army. We have found that if you put a system into place where you check the people in, all of a sudden the issue of the transient homeless goes away.
Because, what do you mean by checking people in?
Well, when you come in to get food at Salvation Army, you have to identify yourself. You have to identify where you're staying. You can be homeless. You could be staying. You could stay.
Clear Creek.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
But you're in a facility. But in other words, you have to be genuinely homeless.
Right.
You can't be coming off the freeway at Cypress and I-5 and walk two blocks to the Salvation Army and get a food basket. Now, so that's where they check them in, and they do a wonderful job. I mean, talk about human tolerance and passion for our people there that are giving food out. I mean, it's pathetic when you look at the scene because people are coming in with virtually nothing.
The point about giving these lunches at South City Park and other places, it interferes with things that other people are doing.
Absolutely,
and I don't understand the fact. Oh, we're helping these people. But there's other places they can get food,
right?
And you're attracting people to that area so that they know if they come there every day at this time,
yes,
that there's going to be food, and that's our library.
Yes,
and,
that's our library.
And Rick Bassetti is fighting the battle now. He's taking over more and more of that park,
right?
Thank goodness.
Yes,
and he's doing a great job. But we still have. I drove by there one day about that time. And all of a sudden, people were coming out of everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was like, oh, my gosh. It was like, and I don't want to get, into this thing about, oh, they're homeless and all this. Yes, it's true they are. And you feel, there is that thing there. But, my gosh, I mean, they're coming out. I mean, it's not the amount of apparent, and I could be wrong, but apparent drug use that was causing the stumbling, the shambling, and the being able to move over there to the wherever they were, to the food. Was almost, I mean, you almost have to sit there and I can't describe it.
Yeah.
I can't, I'm not articulate enough to describe it because now I'm stammering about
it
right now.
It's scary.
But if you see it, you have to ask yourself, oh my gosh, I mean, is there nothing we can do about this?
That's right. There you go. And there is something but we have to have the city council on top of it and dealing with the transient issue, not the homeless issue by itself. Let me give you one specific example that happened to the Reading Inn. And this is exactly what is happening in town.
Good, because we've got 2 minutes.
Okay. We were in the rooms with the police department, 9 o'clock in the morning. We went in this one room. The guy was very, very antagonistic. He started arguing with the policeman. They had to physically get him out of the room and took him out on the street. So about 2 hours later, one of the people, and there were some good people in there, quite frankly, that were there. They needed a place.
They just needed a place to stay. Yeah. And it's an empty hotel.
And I mentioned this guy. And this guy looked to be about 45 years old. And he was yelling and carrying on. And like I say, they escorted him off the property. I said, where's he going to go? And they said, oh, well, he's going to go down to South City Park. Now, that's where he was headed. Here was a troublemaker that was not, he was homeless, but he was also a transient. And he was disrespectful for private property. He was disrespectful to the police department. And guess where he was going? To South City Park. So then guess what? When he gets down there, he's going to go over to the library to use the facility.
Now, here's something, and I've heard this one before. Why doesn't the city just lease the property to private individuals for $1 a year? And so now it's a private property that people then can move these people off.
Right.
Could you do that?
Well, I'm not.
I'm going to ask. Our next guest is Doug Wright, and Doug, I'm going to hit him this before he comes in and see. And let Doug,
Doug's
tell me
good,
he doesn't
he's
do
good
that.
Man.
Doug's a great guy. Okay, Ron Largent, this is not to be – we're going to have you back on again, Ron, and we'll bring you on for a whole hour because, you know what, but we need a plan.
Yeah.
You know, something's got to be handed to the city council.
Exactly. Well, that's what
we're
working on.
You know that. It's difficult for them to put together a plan. You know, it takes – it's piecemeal. Somebody has to hand them plans, and once it's handed to them, they're fine.
Yes.
And I've heard great things about, you know, our permit guys down there and our code enforcement. They're really working now. But we've got to present a plan and not just you guys are screwed up type thing.
Yeah. You know, the Ponderosa has been a good experience because here's a guy.
It's interesting. The guy's working really hard and yet he's got his name is blackened out there.
No question about it.
And splattered.
And if you had him in here, you'd come away with the same thing. This guy is trying hard to do exactly what the city wants to do. He's working hard to clean it. He's trying to benefit Reading. So anyway, whenever you want me back, I'll be here.
Thanks a lot, Ron, for stopping by and letting us know what's going on. And
thank you.
My heart goes out to the guy from the Ponderosa. Maybe we'll give him a call. You know what? We will. We're going to give him a call and see if he wants to come in here and talk about this.
I think he will. He's a good man.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back with Doug Wright.
And coming up on Top of the Hour News, Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. From Maryland to Massachusetts, people are scraping their windshields, shoveling their driveways, or just trying to stay off the roads if possible after a big nor'easter last night dumped both snow and ice on the roads. 11-year-old Jerry Moore in Glenside, Pennsylvania, may have the right idea.
I'm really happy because I like snow, and I actually got the day off. I got the word that we had the day off today last night before it even started snowing.
Flight Aware's Daniel Baker says a lot of questions are still lingering regarding Northeast air travel, both for today and tomorrow.
How quickly will mass transportation be up and going again? How quickly can airlines recover those flight operations?
A big concern for Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, meanwhile, is all the down power lines in his state.
Frankly, we've been kind of lucky on this one over the course of the past few storms. Some of that's because people have done a good job of preparing and have done a lot of work taking care of trees and other elements that could get in the way of the power lines.
Teams chasing a college basketball title are being affected by the bad weather as well. Villanova, the top overall seed in the men's NCAA tournament, left Philadelphia yesterday a little ahead of schedule to try and work its way around the weather, which has been affecting so many flights. Retired Navy Captain Jerry Hendricks with the Center for a New American Security says he hopes the anticipated budget blueprint to be released soon will include funding for building up the Navy's resources.
That's what I hope to see in this budget coming forward and out of the Department of the Navy and Department of Defense, is that investment of getting us back into the long-range game, which is where the next wars are going to be played.
Captain Hendricks told the Salem Radio Network this week that he hopes this budget blueprint will help President Trump keep his pledge to ramp up the military, especially when it comes to building new Navy ships. On Wall Street, investors seem to be ambivalent ahead of a big policy-setting session that starts today by the Fed. Right now, the Dow is off 55 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Police in Berlin are appealing for witnesses to help find a cyclist who sprayed at least half a dozen women with liquid, injuring several over the past 3 months.
Berlin police say the attacks began December 7th, and in at least four cases, battery acid was sprayed at the woman. All of the attacks happened in the northeast of the capital. One woman suffered serious facial injuries in an attack. In a statement, police said a 41-year-old woman who was attacked shortly after midnight described the man as about 35 to 45 years old, light-skinned and wearing a baseball cap. Spokeswoman Valeska Jakubski says that police are not providing specific safety advice to women at this time. I'm Zaria Shakli.
It's the latest brutal punishment to be carried out by the Taliban in areas under its control. Officials say the extremists cut off the hand and foot of a suspected thief in public after he was detained in a western province that is controlled by the insurgents in Afghanistan. More on these stories from townhall.com. The Senate has confirmed President Trump's selection to head up the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We get more on that from Capitol Hill correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Seema Verma was confirmed by a vote of 55 to 43. As head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Verma is expected to play a larger role in any effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. The House Republican plan calls for a rollback of the current Medicaid expansion after 2019. A fresh report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the result would mean millions of Americans would lose their health insurance.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon. Scotland's leader is warning British Prime Minister Theresa May not to block a referendum on Scottish independence. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says she plans to ask voters late next year or in early 2019 whether they want to leave the United Kingdom. Britain decided in a 2016 referendum to leave the European Union, but Scots, by and large, voted strongly to remain. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Make March your lucky month and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or your share of $30,000 cash. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. where you can win $555 every week in March. Lucky 5. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or your share of $30,000 cash. Imagine what you could do with extra cash in your pocket. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our How Lucky Do You Feel? Swipe to Win promotion and let us help you get lucky. 10 winners will be drawn to win $555 every week. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Your luck is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com for people in our chat room. Good morning, everybody in the chat room, Russell, Anonymous, Sunny, and all those. Bob, what's it look like for weather today?
Well, Carl, after being treated to a spectacular sunrise, we will have plenty of sunshine, scattered clouds, a high pushing the, they've dropped it back a bit, should be in the upper 70s, not quite hitting the 80-degree mark, partly cloudy skies tonight, then increasing clouds, chance of a rain shower by tomorrow morning, that will persist on and off throughout the day, clearing up a little bit on Thursday and Friday, and then on the weekend, more clouds moving back in. So a mixed bag in our immediate future. We are currently, let's call it 50 degrees. I'm splitting the difference between a couple of readings. Shasta Lake, 41 feet from the top. It is inching back up. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our friends over there, a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Bob, what time is sunrise tomorrow morning?
Sunrise tomorrow morning should be about, if I'm calculating this correctly, about 7:12.
Seven.
It rolls back about 4 minutes. But
7:12.
Yeah.
At sunrise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm driving to. I was just getting used to driving to work with no headlights on, and then boom, along comes the time change.
We're back. Hey, let's go to the phones with Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. While major averages are declining in early trading as the Federal Reserve begins its two-day March policy meeting, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 66 points at 20,814, the S&P 500 down 12 points at 2,361, and the Nasdaq Composite losing 34 points at 5,841. The three most are active stocks on the big board, ExxonMobil down 73 cents, trading at 80.68, Bristol-Myers Squibb up a dime at $57.03, Walmart down 93 cents at 70.89. Turning to local stocks of interest, AT&T down 22 cents at 42.15, UPS off 76 cents, trading at 106.74, Costco up 19 cents at 164.75. Treasuries are advancing this morning with the 10-year Treasury note price yield 2.60%. And over to commodities, gold is down 50 cents an ounce at 1,205, silver off 3 cents at 1,702, and crude oil down a buck, trading at $47 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, you get more information out in the shortest period of time than anybody I know here.
I just help people understand it.
They do. They do. Thanks a lot, Susan.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. She's the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors. And I tell you what, she knows what she's talking about. She's really good at her job. If you need somebody to take a look at your investments, give Susan a call at 243-7561. Or just stop by 2705 Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors. Ask for Susan Eastman.
When Susan Eastman talks, people listen.
I do. She knows what she's talking about. Yeah, Susan's really sharp. You know what? This weekend, speaking of really sharp, this weekend, View 202 is starting their brunch series again with Linda and her group of Bernie Baker and Bruce Kalin. They're going to be on the veranda there at 11:30. The weather's cleared. It's going to be great. There from 11:30 to 2 at View 202. Go on, and they got all types of specials.
Overlooking the mighty Sacramento.
And it is the mighty Sacramento. You can watch to see how many trailers are going down the river this week.
They've throttled it back a bit, but
it's pretty big.
It's still up there a bit. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, speaking of something that's throttling forward all the time, we have Doug Wright with us today, our attorney at law.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. I throw things out because, see, when you think of lawyer, you think a lawyer is all-encompassing of everything, but indeed you're not. I mean, not you, but I mean, you probably are. But everybody, you know, you specialize, kind of like doctors.
The idea is you want to make it when you work for your client, you want to make sure you know the law thoroughly in the area that you're practicing. And if you think you can practice all areas, you can't. It's just too much to understand because the law's evolving. There's constantly updating things in Sacramento. The courts are always making rulings every day. So there's certain areas that we like to focus on. That way we know what we're dealing with each client and addressing their issues appropriately.
Okay, and well, you know, that makes sense. It's like a doctor. It's if you specialize in heart surgery, you know, I mean, you can treat for other things. And I've had Doug McConnell look at me for other things, but it's not their specialty. And what they'll do is, okay, I think you need to go here.
Yep,
that
and,
kind of thing.
Yeah. So, for example, with my practice, I'm mostly focused on estate planning, probate, business law. But if a work comp issue comes up, something that I don't ever deal with, I'll recognize what it is. And then send it to somebody that could deal with that issue. Mm-hmm. Same with the criminal type issue or family law, those types of things. I don't really get into those areas.
Was there a reason you didn't get into criminal law?
No. In fact, I fully agree with a person's right to a defense. I think that the state has to, if they're going to prosecute people, they need to have solid evidence that we need to be judged by a jury of our peers. And the state needs to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt because ultimately they're taking away our liberty. If the state can't prove the case, then I don't want to be the guy that gets convicted on bad evidence because that's what we would be allowing.
Well, that's kind of what my sister's been an attorney for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And early on in her career, two things happened. One was she was in a law office and their legal secretary receptionist, one of the ones, this was a long time ago. Somebody broke into her house, raped her, killed her, set her on fire in the house. And she felt so strongly about that because she knew this girl so well. Mm-hmm. It was about defense. But the other thing she said was it's not especially that of having to defend somebody that you just know and trying your very utmost to get them off. It's what happens if I know somebody for sure. I just know that they're innocent and then they're convicted. because and maybe it wasn't good enough or something. That she said that really bothered her a lot. So she went into the civil law, you know, and divorce law and business law and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't so much of that much of a philosophical reason why I do what I do.
She's very philosophical.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of folks, that is their decision. You know, a lot of people, they're, you know, they have very specific reasons why they are practicing in certain areas. Like, I know a lot of the district attorneys, they're there for a reason, because
they want to put people away.
They believe in law and order and in a society that follows the rule of law, and I fully respect that. And same with some folks that are in family law that deal with divorce and custody. There's something in their past that has driven them to be in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
I just have chosen not to. Before I went to law school, I worked for a civil litigation attorney in Santa Monica when I was at UCLA, and I learned a lot from him. And that's why I stayed in the civil arena, because I enjoyed it. It's sort of what I was raised to learn, you know, through mm-hmm. my education process. And I really just enjoy helping people deal with the day-to-day aspects of their normal life.
Well, I tell you, the law touches us in so many ways every day,
all day long,
and it's amazing that you know, that people can get through a day. Well, you can't get through a day that something's not touching you, and you just don't realize it.
Yep, and I always say it, and people always laugh at me and actually make fun of me for it. But I say that the more lawyers we have, the less litigation we would have, because lawyers are always mindful of doing something wrong. So if there's more lawyers, there would be less people probably going out and doing dumb things and making bad choices, because most of the folks I know that are attorneys are certainly mindful of what they're doing.
Okay.
For the most part.
How about people just that are Christians and say, I'm not going to do that?
True.
The true meaning of Christian, not other Christians.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We got Doug right here, our station attorney. And we're going to take a break and be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service store in town, jewelry store in town, with a watch repairman that can fix anything. And he's the only one in the area. All at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive. All right, we'll be right back after these messages with Doug Wright.
Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Don't call the 800 number. You've heard that. Call the local guys at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH. Hi, guys. This is Hannah. When you call B&T Satellite, you will get $300 off new service when you mention promo code BTS200. On top of your savings, you will be helping one of our referred local veterans get $100 off their service. Let's repeat that. Call 241-3474. B&T Satellite, mention promo code BTS200 and get $300 off your new service. So one more time to recap, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 to get $300 off new service, and a referred local veteran, veteran's family, or widow will get $100 off their service because of you. Call now. Check us out online at btsatellite.com or on Facebook. You owe it to yourself to check out these huge savings. Now's the time. Call 241-3474 and ask for details. B&T Satellite, your local authorized DISH dealer. Friends serving friends locally.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Munderbach. Good morning, everybody. It is 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 50 degrees, going up to 77 today. Thanks to Shasta Gas Propane for that weather report. Give them a call, 365-3793 for any of your propane needs. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. That's right, Ted Leidy. This is what he does. This is his business, as he says. He's been lucky enough to do this so he doesn't have to get a real job. But he teaches all over. He and his instructors teach all over, not only Northern California, but they're working their way slowly Southern California. Every one of his instructors are NRA trained. You get the most complete CCW class that you're going to find anywhere. All of this, plus advanced pistol and tactical rifle. The tactical rifle class is going April 30th. You have a tactical rifle and you'd like to learn how to use it better or to use it correctly, sign up for this class. It only has 10 people in it, and it's already got, I think, 4 or 5 signed up right now. So if you want to learn about how to use a tactical rifle and then transition from rifle to pistol, shooting at targets and moving and shooting in scenarios, you go to Northern Firearms Instruction at readingccw.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Our guest today is Douglas Wright, attorney at law. Good morning. Okay, now here's the thing about Doug that's cool. Doug's so used to talking in lower tones, like he's, you know, like he's talking in court. Like we're talking about something and he lowers his voice and I'm like leaning all the way over because I can't hear Doug. So you're telling me things and I'm looking around like, is there somebody listening on this?
Well, I think in part it's because I'm so used to my kids yelling that we're always telling them to stay quiet and, you know, lower your voice. So I'm just by habit.
And I'm going, come on, a little bit louder here, buddy. Okay. You know, we were talking about the hotel and we were talking a little bit about it outside. Then during the break, here's this guy down here at the Ponderosa Inn, 700 calls. To the cops. Cops obviously are using that as an example of, you know, look at all the services we're giving. They've used it in other places to shut them down. Unfortunately for this gentleman, it sounds like Ron Largent, who is involved in it, says, you know what, he is the one that's making most of the calls. As soon as he finds out something illegal is going there, he calls the police. He calls them because he's got people doing things to his, to, you know, people's cars out there. I mean, face it, the Ponderosa Inn right there on the corner of 273 and as it turns to Pine Street and Cypress.
Yeah.
Right there where Lulu's is, across from South City Park, across from the Safeway. That's not a good location right there. It probably at one time it was a great location.
It's certainly beautiful if you don't look around and see who's standing on the corner begging for money.
Yeah. Or walking through your lot or stabbing each other.
Yeah.
So now because they're doing that, and even though that, you know, he's trying to do his thing. This is his business. I mean, this is his livelihood. It isn't like he's being hired by somebody to do this. And now the city it was alluded to, is that the district attorney may file charges against him because he's got a place that's being raided by the police 700 times.
Sure.
Where can he turn to?
Well, you know, and I have sympathy for him. He's, you know, the location is certainly a challenging location. You know, downtown has dealt with a lot of these issues. But at the same time, there are other hotels in the Reading area that have made changes to policy that have been effective.
Okay.
I think, you know, if you look at what the district attorney's office is doing, you know, Lucky Jezrani has been prosecuting these cases. And
Lucky's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he's a smart attorney. I've known Lucky for a long time. We went to law school together. And you know, what he requires of these folks, what he requires them to do is not really all that overbearing compared to what the court could require them to do.
Okay.
So, you know, keeping the less desirables off of your property is an attainable objective. There's other hotels in town that have done it. I know that he's the owner down there at the Ponderosa and is frustrated that these folks keep showing up, but you know, obviously security is one step. The other steps are don't rent to people that you don't want on your property. Obviously, you can't discriminate against them based on, you know, what would otherwise be a protected reason, for example, you know, race or familial status or those types of things. But, you know, if you have a suspicion that they might be there to sell drugs, you don't have to rent to them. Require a credit card. Require a valid identification card. I know a lot of hotels locally don't rent to locals. If you have a local address on your identification card, they won't rent to you because of the prostitution issues, the drug dealing issues.
Let's go back to that then for a second. So if you've got a local driver's license and say, okay, I want to rent a hotel room, you can say, I'm sorry, we don't rent to anybody. We don't rent to any locals here. That's legal to do.
There's always the discrimination issue, but I think that it's almost sort of a case-by-case basis because obviously there are the times where the locals that have suffered a loss of a home because of a fire or a flood or something that's occurred where they need a place to stay. That's one situation, and I think that you kind of weigh that the circumstances as they present themselves. But if someone's coming in, they've got a carload of people, you know what they're there to do. They're there to party. They're there to cause problems, probably do drugs, and there might be prostitution involved, which seems to be the most common occurrence 9.9 times out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, and this guy here now here's my thing. Okay, I'm trying to run my business. I got my security out there. I've got these other things I'm trying to do. I'm still having problems. Cops are still coming in there because just of the location here. Can I turn to the city and say, you have provided an atmosphere. You have not provided, what's the word I'm looking for? You have caused an atmosphere where crime is taking over my business. No matter what I try to do, you all are not doing your part. Can he sue?
I think he'd have a very difficult case. That's more of a political issue because, you know, ultimately it lands in the lap of city council and we're the ones that decide who's going to sit in those seats. If the city is doing something actively that is negligent in nature, possibly. But I think he would have a very difficult case. His neighboring property owners certainly could have a claim against him. There's not only laws under California statutes.
So Lulu's could turn around and sue the Ponderosa then.
Oh yeah. And so if you're
even though that this guy is trying his best.
Yeah. So if you're
I'm sorry. Why?
Because there's all kinds of reasons that you can sue someone under what would be called a nuisance. So either you're a private nuisance or a public nuisance. In his circumstance, he'd probably be the allegation. And this is all in my opinion. The allegation would be that it's a public nuisance. And, you know, if you are a nuisance of any nature, then you would violate city code. Now, as violation of city code gives you, if you're within 500 feet of that property, you are deemed damaged by law. So you have a claim, and you can also recover your attorney's fees. And they have to then you can get orders from the court that they basically clean up the property. And that's sort of what Lucky's doing. He uses different statutes that are available to the district attorney. He uses what's called the Business and Professions Code, Section 17200 often. It's the Unfair Business Practice or Unlawful Business Practice Act, where there's some violation of law. It's a nuisance, a violation of city code, violation of whatever. Typically, when the DA is doing it, it's the Narcotics Abatement Act, which is a whole different animal in itself. But the violation of that law, that predicate violation gives them the right to have an unlawful business practice, which then they can get an injunction, meaning that the court tells the property owner to do X, Y, and Z, clean it up, install security, do X, Y, and Z. So with what Lucky did with the Ponderosa, from my understanding, is that they have a settlement in place. So they don't actually have it's a judgment at this point because that's how the district attorney does it. So there is effectively an order from the court that he has to do certain things.
Right.
And if he doesn't, then...
Okay, so he is doing these things, though. Okay, I'm just... Okay,
I don't know for sure.
No. Yeah. I'm going to take a break because I want to come back and say... I shouldn't say he is doing them. Yeah. Let me do it's a thing where let me see if he does do all these. A theory that he is living up to everything they've asked. He's still having problems. Now, he's still then a nuisance, even though he's done everything the court has said. Okay, we have time for this. Okay, so he's done everything the court has said. The guy's a stand-up. The guy's a stand-up guy. He, you know, he's in trouble. He's done everything the court has said. He said, okay, I'm not even renting out. You know, I'm not renting to anybody from town here. You can't pay in cash. You got to have a credit card. You know, after you leave, then you can pay in cash. But right now, I want a credit card. I want ID. I want all this stuff. And he puts cameras up everywhere. And it's still.
Then he has a very good defense. If he's complying with what
okay.
the requirements
so
are.
So if he's complying with everything, then if he's sued, he said, look, I've done everything I can, guys. If you're still having problems, you need to look at the city then.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, and then the city's going to say, well, look at the state of California because this is going on everywhere with Prop 47, AB 109. And, you know, it's just we've really got the short end of the stick on the
This is where my forehead – wait a minute. You ready? This is where my forehead comes down and hits the mic.
Yep.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, it's time to take a break. Wait a minute. There's got to be which will sound? What we've got sound bites here, or sounds that go off. What sound could we use on this? How about the toilet flushing? We got one of those. If we don't, we need to get one of those.
I think we might. I try to use these things, you know, sparingly. But
do we have one of just a toilet flushing? Or no. Oh, okay. Just was wondering. It's got to be
easier. As a matter
of
fact, I'm going to make your day, Carl. Here you go.
Okay, we're going to take a break now.
Are you happy now?
I'm very happy. There goes justice down the streets of Reading. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. Now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 14th of March, 2017. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, where I am heading to right after the show. Run down there as fast as I can. Try and get into the chair before everybody else does and get my haircut. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut, Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. That's right. I can go in there and catch up on my car and track and guns and ammo and all that and watch mixed martial arts on the TV. You're never going to see Dr. Phil
down there. Are they serving beer in there yet?
No, they're not serving beer in there yet, but I understand you can.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to do that. You know, beer or wine, you know, just have a little, having a beer. And you can't charge for it, though, but they can just serve it. I'm going to ask them about that today. That's a good idea. Anyway, that's right down on Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway down there. Okay, we're here with Doug Wright, and we're talking about this one business in town. I'm really glad you came today because this is tough because here's businesses downtown that are fighting it out. They're literally taking on the bad guys by themselves. I mean,
yeah,
because they can call the cops. But we all know sometimes it takes – an hour for them to get there, depending on what's going on.
Sure.
And, you know, you could have guys fighting out there, so you call them. By the time they show up, they're gone. Or something is happening. You know, I need help getting this guy out of there. And they've got a never-ending stream of problems because of their location.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's very frustrating for the ownership down there. But, you know, other properties in town, like I mentioned earlier, have dealt with the same problem and have eradicated the problem. And some of the folks in town that not necessarily the problem started on the property, but would end up on their property. And they've also taken steps that, you know, effectively have addressed it, and they don't deal with it as much anymore. For example, Ed Ruhlman and Steve Gaines at the Best Western on Hilltop.
Yeah.
You know, they were dealing with a lot of problems up there, and they have their own private security. They're very strict on who they're renting their rooms to. And those guys have very few problems compared to some other properties. And there's no reason why they should be any more or less, because there's a stream of transients and homeless.
But I'll tell you what Ed says, too, though, is, you know, where it's really dropped down, the winter has stopped. The rains have stopped. And so they're looking for that season to pick up again.
Oh, sure.
And unfortunately, you know, when we talk to people here that stay in nice places, you know, they've got security. Somebody, if you've left something on your car out there, you just
– it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and it shouldn't be. And it shouldn't be like that. Okay. So if a person follows all of the procedures, then at least then if it goes to court, they can say, look, I did everything I possibly could.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you can do is if you're complying with what the order or judgment requires.
And people that want Doug Wright to run for city council, he lives in Millville, so he can't.
I can't. I'm not eligible.
Not eligible. We talked to a lot of people over the weekend about the building up of the city down here. New buildings, new ways of looking at things, trees, roundabout, all these great things that would rebuild the city. But we're going to still have a problem down here, I mean, with crime.
You know, I think that
or perceived crime and problems.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Reading has really been fortunate. You know, we've always had our problems here, no doubt. I grew up here. I was born here. My family's been here for 120 years. We've always had the element that it's less desirable, you know, the criminal element, just as every other community has as well. I think that we've been very fortunate with the fact that we can leave our doors unlocked in the past, and that's changed. And I think that a lot of it has to do with the way our society is now. I mean, we're, you know, there's a lot of things that are different now. One prime example is marijuana. You know, where it used to be a closeted drug, it's you can buy it over the counter now. And along with that, for better or worse, comes the element of folks that don't want to play by the rules, that want to do it, you know, on the black market. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to break the rules to do that, they're going to break the car window to steal a laptop.
Right. The opiate epidemic we're facing now that they've stopped prescribing so many opiates, people are turning to heroin.
Yeah.
And as the chief will tell you in a second, that heroin users need $2,000 a day.
Yeah.
If they've got a bad habit there and they've got to get it someplace. So,
well, yeah, and you can trace that problem back to the medical community that was overprescribing.
Well, that's true, but that's, you know, and we can also, you know, go back years and blame everything, but now we're in the process of facing it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think about what can be done by our society in the city in a legal sense. Because, you know, Ron was saying put up no loitering signs, do all these things, enforce the no sitting or lying on sidewalks. Can people do that? I mean, you can't do it on public property, can you?
Well, the no loitering, you certainly can. You know, the city can take steps to ensure that people are safe. And that's, you know, if someone's – we'll take a step back. So, for example, if someone's sitting on the sidewalk, mm-hmm. but they're asking for money.
Right.
They can't tell them they can't ask for money, but they can tell them they can't loiter. So it's a freedom of speech issue to ask for the money, but to loiter is the problem.
Okay.
So there's certain things that the city can do. But what I've found in my dealings with the city here is that they're so sensitive to risk and afraid of being sued for any little thing. Where the reality is that a lot of things that they're concerned about, simply the risk is not that great that they'll ever be sued. And if they are sued, what's the damage or exposure? There's just not that much there. So
that's an interesting point, Doug. I've never heard that. What I've heard before is that they're timid on a lot of things. But that's a good point. If you tell people to move along, well, I'm going to sue you. You can't tell me to do that. Well, yeah, I can because there's no loitering here.
Yeah.
And I can move you along. Yeah. And as long as I'm not discriminating against you, I'm telling everybody to move along here.
Exactly.
Get out. You know, move. And so, I'm going to sue you. Do it.
Yeah,
I'm sure you'll find. I'm sure you'll find somebody that will sue us, but you're not going to get anything because it falls under our laws.
Yeah, and that, you know, and if they, you know, the court clerk will accept any petition that's filed or any lawsuit that's filed, but it oftentimes won't get anywhere if it doesn't have any merit. And if we're doing everything legally, then we're in good shape.
A question came in here is then, can the city lease out like Library Park here, not the library down there, but Library Park right here where Carnegie used to be? Could the city lease that to somebody for $1 a year? And then they would be – so it's now it's kind of private that they say the city can use it, you know, anytime they want and all this stuff. And then use that as a way to keep it clean because now it belongs to a private citizen?
Yeah, they can. There's all other issues that come up with that. For example, prevailing wage. If there's any – like we saw at Turtle Bay with the Sheraton Hotel, mm-hmm. that fight about whether there was a benefit to the public issue down there, which would be the same thing with Library Park. I'm sure that might be why that it was continued at City Council to a further hearing for approval. They may be dealing with the prevailing wage issue.
Oh, down there? You mean for the food trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
So if they're going to go down there and park, then they're going to have to pay prevailing wage.
Well, I don't know about that necessarily, but certainly the construction to clean it up and to improve it, I would expect would be a prevailing wage issue.
Yeah.
Because it is public property.
It is
a public works job. So.
There's a lot of people, too, that have places down there like Deja Vu and a couple other places. So these guys are only going to pay $500 a year to be able to park here and go against our business.
Yeah. And I'm sort of the opinion that, you know, when the water rises, all ships rise. And I think that the businesses down there, I think they would all benefit. Because if I know there's a food truck court, I may go down there to get something to eat. But I may go over to one of the breweries and have a beer, or my wife may not want something at the food truck, and so we'll end up at Deja Vu, or, you know, Shameless, or somewhere else that maybe she wants something that's not the truck.
Well, I was thinking about buying that little hot dog truck in front of the post office, but then I heard about all these, you know, these other things going in there, because I was going to use it as my retirement. I was going to buy the hot dog truck and sit down there in a easy chair and my straw hat and sell hot dogs to everybody that goes by. It's a cash business.
Well, and when and if they ever build that new courthouse.
Hey, you know what? I am there. I am there. Linda, wasn't really hot on this idea. And she says, you're just going to sit out there all day? Just, I mean, I said, no, you ain't there from 11 to 3. Think about
this. Well, did you ask her to come sing with you?
I said, we could have a, I never even thought of that. I should have thought of making her part of this where she could sing. We'd bring out a guitarist. Yeah. And people could have a little music with their hot dogs.
Exactly.
Right there. Set up a little, you know, that little area right there. It's got some benches. Make it nice. Yeah. Little misters out there when it's really hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not going anywhere. I'm here with Doug Wright. And we're talking about things. We're talking about just legal aspects of doing things in this city that you never think about. But if you're a lawyer, you think about it all the time.
Oh, it's
and,
like,
I mean, yeah. It's and you said, well, if we were all lawyers, there'd be less people in trouble. But if there were more less lawyers, people wouldn't be suing it as much, right?
Yeah, the courts would be less clogged.
Yeah, there you go.
State would be saving money. It'd be heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth. You'd like to be one of the two lawyers in Reading, right?
Well, I'm busy enough. I can't imagine what that workload would look like.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be coming back in a minute. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by – I have this great story about the New Mexico Bar Association. They had – their bar test was so hard. They had less lawyers than anybody. And they said, sir, you know, so they'd have enough business to go around. Until somebody showed them a study, the more lawyers, the more business.
Yeah. If a town has one lawyer, they starve. Two, they both eat well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because, you know, if you've got, you know, lawyer, you know, there'll be lawsuits.
Yeah.
And so they, yeah. So
well, people make bad decisions all day long, every day of the week. And there's always exposure and damages and, you know.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to us by B&T Satellite. It's a better-known business. Doug Tooley's got a great business here. For $39, you can start with a kind of like a bundle concept where you can grow it from there. If you give them a call right now, 241-3474, 241-3474, and you mention the code BTS200, you get $200 off your bill. If you know a veteran and that you get them to start their satellite dish with B&T, they get $100 off their bill. You get $100 off your bill. There are so many great things that Doug Tooley's doing at B&T Satellite. You just got to call down there and find out. That's 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call the local number, 241-3474 or 241-DISH. Like I said, there's a number of great deals he's got going right now. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
The Shasta College Theater Arts Department presents Shasta College's 2017 spring play, Larry Shue's comedy, The Foreigner. Winner of 2 Obie Awards and 2 Outer Circle Critics Awards, The Foreigner is set in a fishing lodge in rural Georgia, oft visited by a British demolition expert, Froggy LeSueur. This time, Froggy brings a friend, a pathologically shy man by the name of Charlie, who is completely overcome at the thought of making conversation with strangers. So Froggy tells everyone that Charlie is from an exotic foreign country and speaks no English. Hilarity ensues as the plot unfolds in Shasta College's spring production of The Foreigner. Curtain opens for The Foreigner on March 10th at the Shasta College Theater and runs through March 19th.
Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/theater or by calling the box office at 242-7573. That's 242-7573. Tickets also available at the box office 1 hour prior to the start of the event.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's like 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Hey, tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinko is going to be on. We're going to talk about all the things that's going on with the lack of jail space, which is not new. It's been there for like 5 years. You know, maybe plans. What is the Board of Supervisors actually going to do about this? So far, it's been nothing. So maybe they'll – well,
it's true.
Doug.
I'm sure they've called a committee.
But, I mean, what have they done? Nothing. I mean, so they don't have adopt a crook or anything where you can adopt and put them in your house for a while, your garage, someplace. This portion of the show brought to you by a great lady, Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. This is her business. She began it 10 years ago. It's a huge success, and it should be. It's for in-home health care, and whether it's a short period of time or long-term in-home health care, make sure you have somebody that cares about you, cares about your family, and is going to take care of people. And that's Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350, Business of the Year, Business Person of the Year. She is just outstanding, and her people are outstanding when it comes to helping people. And veterans, she really has a big spot in her heart for veterans. She makes sure that they're very well taken care of, as everybody else, but she also makes sure is that they get the benefits that they deserve. Okay, Home Helpers. We're here with Doug Wright. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We've been talking about the legal aspects. You know, usually we talk, you know, maybe specifics, but just talking about what's going on in town and the people that have run into these things and the things they can do. You know, like in the hotels. I mean, you're trying to run a business and you got, you know, 700 calls to the cops because, which is like one a day for, you know, 700, you know, for 2 years. It's one a day. And so, I mean, what are you going to do? And then as you pointed out, you don't rent to people with local, you know, you don't rent to locals. You got cameras out there. You get security out there. You do everything you can.
Yeah, valid
at that
ID,
point.
Credit card.
Yeah,
you know.
You do everything you can.
Yep.
And then if it goes, then nobody then has recourse except to clean up the area.
Yeah, and then you start looking at the properties around you, and you say, all right, well, what's the problem here? Sort of like when you're having a barbecue in the summer and the bees start coming around. All right, what are they after? Well, if there's meat on the table, you know that that's why the yellow jackets are there, so cover the meat. Same with your neighborhood. If you're looking around and there's a drug house in the neighborhood, well, there's recourse, either one through law enforcement or file a civil action against them. Either for nuisance or Narcotics Abatement Act, city code violations. I mean, there's private rights of action that people can take.
They have been, and I've seen those when people like will have an apartment house.
Yeah,
that just seems to rent to druggies and prostitutes, but it's an apartment, and it just destroys that part of the neighborhood. And so, if you have enough of those calls, the neighborhood can get together, I believe, and actually sue somebody. Can't they?
It only takes one person. It
takes one person.
Yeah,
but.
And most of the time, the property owners, when we've dealt with this, they've been very responsive because they don't want to get sued. There's some real nasty remedies that the court can levy on these folks, including seizure of the home or property, wherever it is that they're dealing with. And, you know, it's something that most folks have taken pretty seriously.
I tell you what, we did that with a group down at the end of the street. Mm-hmm. And I say we had this one guy Frank, who was just like a pit bull with this because it was right across from him, so it affected him a lot. But all these things, all this writing letters, signing petitions and all this, and they did. They went after them, and now the people they have in there, I'm not saying that they're upper, you know, they're not making $100,000 a year, but they take care of the property. Yeah. You don't have the problems like you had. You don't have people running out in the middle of the street trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
You know, the property looks a lot better, and the people are not a problem. So, yeah, you can do this. There are remedies.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I don't think people realize that, but how bad it would be just to have a crack house next to you or something, and you just keep calling the cops over and over again.
Yeah.
So it must be so frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay. When you start talking about business law, which is one of the things you do, what is the biggest thing, just here with the last 7 or 8 minutes, what's one of the biggest things that businessmen face when they're starting off? Their businesses, they're entrepreneurs, but they want to make sure that they're doing everything right. What do you tell people?
The name of the game in business is to make money, right? So that's really the most important thing is what are we doing for capital? What's the cash flow look like? And how are we going to preserve that to make sure that we can open tomorrow? Because everything looks good today, but what happens if something happens later today where we aren't in business tomorrow? So the first step we look at is, all right, how are you structured, if at all? You know, there are a lot of folks who are sole proprietors, meaning mm-hmm. that they're operating their business under their social security number, their name. They may have a fictitious business name, but for the most part, it's them. Now, that doesn't afford them a lot of protections. If something goes wrong, they would have personal liability in that circumstance. So that's one step.
So they should incorporate?
Possibly, if that's the right fit for them. Some folks... The risk that they face, and if there was some sort of a circumstance that arose where somebody was damaged, what would the real extent of the damage be? There may not be a situation where they would be appropriate for a corporation or LLC, a limited liability company, which is the other half really of an entity.
But that would protect you. Say if you had a company that moved things or something like that, and it had a chance of.
Yeah, what an entity does when you form
them. But you're the one that's going to tell them when you come in with the ideas, and you're going to tell them whether they need to incorporate or just do these other things, right?
Yep, because a lot of times, you know, what will happen is folks will have a number of employees, and, you know, that's probably the most common issue that arises for an employer is the employees, mm-hmm. whether it's finding employees or retaining employees or dealing with a wage claim or a harassment claim or something else. And an entity will help deal with that issue as it becomes a problem. Not so much on the finding and retaining employees, but on the exposure for what you would face if you were sued, the company sued for wage mm-hmm. and hour violation or whatever. As long as the corporation is set up, structured properly, adequately funded, everything's done with formalities, you know, they're not commingling funds with the owners, meaning that everything the company's running the way the company needs to run with clean books. That's going to afford some insulation for the owners from company business. So if there is a wage claim that comes in, then, you know, if it's a big one and they've really screwed up, then the owner personally wouldn't be dealing with it as far as their own assets.
Mm-hmm. If a company goes out and a corporation goes out of business and they owe money, can you go after that somehow if it's a corporation?
It depends. Typically what we'll see is people will make the claim, what's called alter ego. And the most common term is you've probably heard is piercing the corporate veil, where you're trying to go after the ownership. You're trying to get through the corporate structure to get through the owners personally. Those are pretty difficult claims to establish because for the most part, people have done things properly and the courts really aren't they're very reluctant to allow people to pierce through because if they start allowing that, then what would be
– And why have a corporation?
Why have a corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of other reasons to have a corporation, but
right.
It's pretty tough to make those claims as long as everything's done.
As long as everybody – Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering because people that are – you know, that there's people going out of business all the time and they owe people money. You know, how do you get to them?
Yeah, and that's –
Well, you don't. So then properly.
Yeah, same
so
thing
you
with –
write it off.
Yeah, same thing with leasing. You know, a corporation will go into lease, although most of the time they'll require a personal guarantee. I always advise my folks not to sign a personal guarantee, so it's just the mm-hmm. entity that's the tenant. And if the tenant goes under, then the landlord's recourse would be against the corporation, which probably wouldn't have any assets and mm-hmm. basically would be defunct at that point. Now, one other thing to think about with an entity is the flow-through taxation. If you are a corporation, you can make your subchapter S election, which allows the benefit of not being taxed at the corporate level, but it would flow through and being taxed at the shareholder level, which is a big benefit. So you not only get the corporate protections, but you also get the tax treatment that you would individually. And there are some, and obviously you'd want to talk to your CPA, but there are some advantages on being a shareholder with, you know, draws and
the bottom line is you need to have a lawyer when you're getting ready to start something up.
Yep.
And this is what you do.
Yep, that's what we do.
This is what you do. You also do will and probates, and we've talked a little bit about that, about all the trouble you can get into by having a will.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just astounded by that. That it means nothing. So, we're going to be down there to see you soon.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be okay for a day, but you never know.
Yeah. Because
we have, you know, we both have wills.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think when you get into it deeper, it takes more.
Yeah. You know, a will's good in the respect that it tells the judge certain things, like where you want your property to go. So that the judge isn't deciding based on California law where property is going, you're deciding.
Yeah.
It would waive a bond, which a bond can be very expensive for an executor if required, but a will could waive that. So there's certain things that a will would be a big benefit, but you're still in probate court, which is an expensive endeavor.
Expensive endeavor. So you've got to find a way around it, and you can help them with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Douglas Wright, attorney at law. And how do we get a hold of you?
You can call me in my Reading office, 243-6000. I also have an office in Burnie servicing the Intermountain area. It's 335-6002. And then, of course, you can always go to my website at douglaswrightlaw.com.
You do a lot of things on there, buddy. You do a lot of things around town.
Busy guy.
Busy guy. And for all those people that says, one of them says, well, you know what? You could move from Millville. It's a small thing. You to move into the city to run for city council. Who said that? They're anonymous. It's probably a good thing. So
we love Millville.
You love. Okay, yeah, and what I just heard, he just told me about turkeys out there in Millville during the break. That he doesn't know it yet, but when turkey season starts, I'm going to put a blind up in his property back there, and you may hear a shot at, you know, as soon as it's daylight, you may hear a shot out there.
I'll have it set up for you in the coffee hot.
Okay, and then we can come in and have coffee. I like this. To me, that's the way you should turkey hunt. This stuff about going out at 4 o'clock in the morning is crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow morning, everybody, Sheriff Tom Basinko and a couple other surprises for you. Everybody have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And the news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. A powerful late-season storm has dumped a foot or more of snow and sleet on the Northeast, missing most of the major metro areas. At least not as strong as had been predicted, but still snarling traffic, grounding more than 5,000 flights and knocking out power to more than 100,000 customers from Virginia to Pennsylvania. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has declared a state of emergency for his entire state. And Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker thanking motorists for their help in the cleanup.
It seems people have stayed off the roads today, which is critical to the Commonwealth's ability to clean up after the storm and ensure public safety. And we look forward to everybody having a nice, safe day.
Snow, no problem for 8-year-old Sarah Grace Kaler.
The sledding was really good because you